Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it bother you that Adam and I are both just talking over here and not listening to a thing you're saying?
No, because I've come to sort of get used to it.
Yeah.
But you were a little loud today. I don't know if our listeners were distracted by the blather.
I'm
in the
total fraud of this, too, because they used to bug the living bleep out of me.
I know.
Too. And now?
No. You're just a fancy pants. You're talent.
I'm a talent. It's talent.
You're both, though. At times, you're talent. At times, you're a news anchor. Do you think he could go back and do it? I don't think so.
Oh, could he be a day? I don't know.
I think he's lost. I think he's lost.
He may have lost his ability
to
report. Your ability to go out in the field and do interviews.
Well, that's fair when he said lost.
Didn't really have it to begin with.
No, I want to say, you know, you're kind of grouchy. You didn't like being out there and doing MOSs and being friendly to people.
Well, it's because I'm not an approachable kind of guy.
No, you're not at all. You're growly.
How about me?
Nah, you might be able to BS your way through something.
Thank you.
I am great at MOSs, but I do want to stab people when they say no.
Have you done that? And would you consider doing it? And if you do that, could we put it on the Twitter machine?
Sure. Worst one I ever had to do, it was like some study came out about the real significant dangers of, you know, tanning beds.
Okay.
So I actually had to go out.
What a horrible idea ever at the start. Yeah.
I had to go out and try to approach people to ask them if they tan, and obviously you're
pervy.
Most of them were young women, and I'm like, hey, do you tan? How do you think that went over?
Not good. Not good.
Well, were you wearing your ankle bracelet at the time or not? What do you think of the shirt that Adam has on today? Pro, con? What are your thoughts?
What is it? Are they plants? Are they flowers?
I think they're roses.
It's a little dweeby.
Dweeby? It's a great Minnesota company. Unreal.
Yeah. Tubbsy? Yes or no, you would wear that shirt in public?
100% I would.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Absolutely. The tackier, the better.
What are you wearing anyway?
You have
a shirt that says something, work sucks.
Yeah. I'd wear that shirt.
You would wear work sucks or
no,
the
Adam shirt? On
yeah.
October 31st, that's when I'd wear it.
Okay.
If you got me one of those, we could go out as twins. We could be Arnold Schwarzenegger or Danny DeVito.
Oh, my God.
Which one is Arnold?
I've got the girth in the belly.
Come on, get to the chopper.
Can you do it, Danny? Have you watched that?
Try to Danny DeVito. New Jersey subs. That's all I got.
That's pretty good.
That's where you went.
Hey, Riga.
Why don't you start hawking Jersey Mike's
Riga.
Next?
Yeah, that's kind of what I think of Danny right now, is Jersey Subs.
Jersey Subs.
I like Jersey
you
Subs.
Got Taxi, you got Jersey Subs.
He's making a lot of money.
Twins, Rhea, I assume.
He's the Twins groundskeeper.
Larry DeVito. I assume when you go to Jersey Subs, you don't get any condiments on it either.
Oh, my God. Right?
Still, you're not over that, huh?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Susie, did I? Do you know?
Hey,
this?
Riga.
Okay.
Stop. Okay.
My limited Danny DeVito.
Very limited. Very limited. Well, he
got to workshop that.
He ended up going to Potbelly for me, Susie, about 2 months ago or so.
Yeah.
Comes back without a single condiment.
No way.
On it. Nothing.
He didn't give me an order. So are you going to put everything on it or nothing on it?
I think you're right to be safe, Adam. I really do. That's Mike. A tough one, at. That's a tough one. People are very
I'm
particular.
Chair, yeah. He knows I hate mayo, right?
So
he knows
I did
thoroughly...
not know that at the time.
You were new friends?
I mean, honestly, I've only made the mayo joke about 5,000 times when we were working together. You know? So, Susie, if Tubbs said, hey, I haven't ate all day. Here's the money. I'll even give you a little extra. And you're going to get him a sandwich. You'd put nothing on it?
No, I think I would put, if he were sending me over and he said, I want a turkey sandwich, whatever,
yeah, turkey.
Just guess.
Yeah.
I would say, yes.
What would you like on it?
They would have like Swiss cheese on it. That's a nice thing. Goes
I like
the,
it. Yeah.
Then I would say lettuce and tomatoes.
Sure.
And I'm on the fence about onions. But I would put a light mayo.
Yeah, light mayo.
Yeah.
Right.
That
so
was, that's how I would play that.
Did you hear that effort from Susie?
Yeah.
Well, where was that from?
I don't care. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
She's
Chad,
a better
why
person
do you,
than me.
Why you do hear? You? Why do you like him? I do not know.
I've just said you're a better
Stockholm.
Person than me. I just said it.
I know, but you should try harder. That's what we're going to
try. This.
Riga! Riga!
My God. We really have not done weather. I just want you to know.
That was,
although weather is just
that was the signal
day.
Like four times for you to hit the button. So just go ahead and hit that button.
Take the initiative. Brought to you by Advantage Home Pros, AdvantageHomePros.com. Sunny today.
Yeah, I really think Bon Jovi's. Oh, we're just going to talk while you're doing this. Yeah, what's that? Are you still doing something over there?
Whoa.
Oh, you never want to hear that, do you? You never want to hear that. Yeah.
Why do I even try? I will say this. Thankfully, there's really nothing going on.
It's beautiful. It's
a stretch of days with sunny with highs and
lows. This guy changes season. Is it summer again now, or what
no,
is
it's
it?
It's still fall. Too
it's
hot.
Fall.
It's a hot fall.
Hot fall. All right, Susie, just punch him, hit the button. Let's start the show.
Can I just say what the temperature is
sure.
now?
Yeah.
A few clouds and 79 degrees on News Talk 830 WCCO.
CCO!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
All right, what's the driving move that drives you nuts? Because I saw one of them today. Chad Hartman, Chris Tubbs, Harrigan back in a few days. Tubbsy here. Trust me, Susie, Adam, and I were great friends, having good fun. We are immensely lucky to have Susie on this radio station. So I'm driving at a point, Chris, and we talked yesterday. There's construction on every road in Minnesota right now.
Correct.
Literally every single road has some level of construction. So it's on a highway
mm-hmm.
where it's two-lane highway, and then it expands up ahead to a third lane as a right-hand turn lane. Okay?
Okay.
And now it's one lane, but we're at a point where even though it's one lane, they have an area where you can cut over if you're turning right. Okay, does this make sense? So it's two lanes, and there's a third lane coming up. And now, instead of having to stay in the one lane if you're going through the light and through another light, if you want to turn at this light, you can go to the, you can turn to the right, and you're okay. I'm following the policy. I'm not like a half mile ahead, or excuse me, behind, 2 miles behind, and going when the lane is not available. And I'm going that way, and a car turns their vehicle trying to stop me from doing something legal. This is a pet peeve. You will see this also where, let's say, it's three lanes, hypothetically, and up ahead, another half mile or so, maybe mile, it's a lane is being reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going from three to two lanes, and what a crazy concept. You are in whatever lane is being shut down, and you don't get over 17 miles before you use the lane, and somebody, and often you know who it is, it's a trucker. And they try to swerve over to stop you from using the available lane. Not your role to, quote Dave Harrigan, what I'm asking about music selections, literally stay in your lane. Pet peeve of mine, what other driving issues drive, pun intended, drive you nuts? 651-461-9226. Maybe you're seeing one right now while you're on the roads. Tubbsy, what about this scenario? Of course, not having coughed once. I'm in this building. Here we go. What do you think about this scenario I've laid out?
I think that you are basically using the concept of a zipper merge.
And
aren't you, though? I mean,
no, this is not a well, in this case.
But
okay,
it's like
this,
the concept of like waiting and
the
going.
The concept.
Yes.
In the second scenario, I am. In the first scenario where, again, because every road in Minnesota right now is under road construction, and then we'll get to winter, okay, where you have one lane. Okay, but then guess what? They set up a little angle where the, you know, the orange barriers open up, and you get to go in one of them because you're turning right. And this jackass decides to turn the car over there and turn themselves into Brian O'Hara. I'm going to step in and stop you. No. No. And by the way, even if I was violating the law, and I wasn't, we really want self-policing, considering the road rage issues and the conflicts we have right now? It would bug me. Shockingly, something would bug me. But no, we don't want that. Okay, let me give you a couple others. 651-461-9226. Others, you have the lane in front of you. Okay? The lane is open in front of you as you're merging on to this thing I like to call a highway. And let's say it's a busy area where there's three lanes and they're fairly crowded. But if you're paying attention, the sign in front of you shows you have your own lane.
Yes.
And people come to a screeching halt because guess what? They're trying to get, let's say, it's four lanes now, and for a while, maybe a mile, maybe 10 miles, I don't know, you now have another lane. But no, we can't look ahead and we can't either read the sign or look ahead and see that there's another lane in front of me, so I don't have to merge yet. And they will stop. Reading signs, looking ahead, underrated.
Speed up and get into the traffic. Get into the flow. well, of traffic and use your lane.
In this case, you literally just have your own lane.
Use it until and just find the proper place to merge.
By the way, if it turns out that lane stays there for 5-10 miles, and if you want to stay in that lane, fine.
It's there.
You don't have to even worry about merging yet, especially if those lanes are a little bit more crowded. The left lane one is just a given. It's an absolute given, right, that we're incompetent in this state using the left-hand lane as a passing lane. And we touched on it a little bit before. When you have, as you're coming in, you're on 394, you're headed west into downtown, and then you're gonna do the bypass right there. Instead of going downtown, you're gonna head towards St. Paul. You don't have to get in the right hand lane in Waconia. You don't have to get in the right hand lane in Victoria. Use all the lanes available to you, and at some point, turn to the right lane. And by the way, if you're in the right-hand lane, you shouldn't be offended. You shouldn't get in that right-hand lane so fast. Use the lanes available to you. Okay, what do you want to say? We got a couple callers on hold right now. We'll get to them right when we come back. What other driving maneuver drives you nuts, or just react to what I've offered up today? It's not easy being the driving czar of Minnesota. It carries a heavy weight. But I'm willing to take on that
burden. Heavy is the head that holds the crown.
Yes, thank you. Who is most likely at CCO to wear a crown? The answer is Jason DeRusha. Let's just stop the game right
only
there.
Only if it's sponsored.
Exactly, and only if you can put it on the Insta. It's 21 past 12. What do you want to say? Text or call 651-461-9226. Driving moves, which... leave you wondering what the bleep is going on. I outlined a few before the break. I want you to chime in. What's bugging you lately when you see it? 651-461-9226. Let's go to the calls. Lawrence, you're on CCO.
So are you ready for this one?
Let's go.
Yield and merge are two entirely different flags. Most people think yield means merge. So that's my hot button.
Yeah. How many people you think understand the difference? What's your percentage? What's your guess?
Of people that don't understand the difference?
Yes.
I'd say 25% is pushing it.
I think you're about right. Thank you, Lawrence. Pat, go ahead. You're on Newstalk A30 WCCO.
So how much time do we have for pet peeves? I'm a 53-year trucker, by the way, and I, did that in the early part of my
please
career.
Please, stop. Don't do that, Pat.
No. Early in my career. I'm in my 70s now. I still do it part-time. But back then, I was a big deal, kind of like Adam, you know. So,
When most people, let's be honest, Pat. When most people do say, I'm a big deal, their first thought is, like Adam Carter. I mean, I can't blame you.
it's a great show, though. One of my biggest, there's a million of them, and I could go on forever, but when I'm used to using side mirrors, you know, they call them a West Coast mirror and a convex mirror. So I'm used to using those all the time. So I'm looking behind. I'm thinking, okay, have I got good spot to get over? This guy in front of me is going 50, and I want to at least do 60, the speed limit. So I turn my blinker on, and because I turn my blinker on, Yahoo speeds up, so I can't get in.
Yeah,
so I've come to the conclusion that come on over, buddy, whether you like it or not. So,
well, you can. Do you think a lot of truckers use that force and that intimidation too much?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah, I've slowed down and become much more safety conscious, although it sounds kind of corny, but, you know, every day Saturday for me now. So I just, I got plenty of time to get there. I'm sitting in the parking lot waiting to go and do my shopping, but I'm waiting for you, buddy.
Thank you. What are you getting when you're shopping? What's the number one thing you need to get shopping today?
Well, today I got to get milk and cream for the coffee, and I'm sure I'm going to find something else, because although I did eat before I went, you can't go shopping when you're
home. That's true. Can I give you a hot take? Milk overrated. Milk overrated. Cereal.
I buy the cheapest stuff. I don't buy it in the plastic jugs because I think there's a taste to it, but I buy it in the wax cartons, and I'll get the cheapest one there. Even if it's lactose free, it's still milk.
Thank you, Pat. Calling again. Among the texts here on driving issues, and multiple people saying this, someone who stops coming into a roundabout when the sign says yield to oncoming traffic. Yeah, the ratio of folks driving who understand what to do in a roundabout, even though they're not that complicated, I'm going about 4%. That's about where I'm at. 4%.
That's a little high.
My favorite is when people stop at the bottom of the entrance ramp to the freeway. Yes, just completely. It has to be an extraordinarily rare circumstance. Extraordinarily rare when you're entering a highway and you come to a stop. You cannot do that unless the traffic is literally parked, there's an accident, or something unforeseen.
Well, you look at the highway, like look in your mirror, your rear view, whatever, your side mirror, find out where is a good spot to merge in and then continue to go with the speed of traffic. So that way you make it seamless. And everything is just hunky-dory.
Absolutely. Chad, I do hate it when drivers block lanes and people cannot properly zip or merge. I encourage all people to call police on those truckers or drivers who block the lane. It 1,000% should be a ticket. 1,000% should be a ticket. Another couple individuals talking about when, depending upon what the turn is, whether it's right or left, and then instead of going to the lane where they should turn, which is immediately available to them, they slide two or three lanes over. Completely unexpected. It's been a while, but I've talked to this gentleman a number of times over the year, Dr. Joseph Lee, who is the president and CEO of Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation, a remarkable organization. They are celebrating 75 years in its existence. Dr. Joseph Lee is next on News Talk 830 WCCO. So tomorrow, the 13th, Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation will host an invitation-only celebration at the Armory in Minneapolis, just blocks from where we are, with supporters from all around the country. Rob Lowe, who's 34 years sober and has been outspoken about that, will serve as the MC. This private still-breaking-through gala will honor the organization's history while raising funds to advance its vital mission and expand its ecosystem support, reading part of their release. Amanda, I've talked to a number of times before, but it's been a few years, is the president and CEO of Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation. It's Dr. Joseph Lee, and he's kind enough to join us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Doctor, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on. What is the significance of tomorrow night when you think about this organization, which started in 1949, at the time, I believe I have this right, helping out men dealing with alcohol, and obviously it's expanded significantly beyond that reach?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, first off, it's great speaking with you again. It's an honor to be on to celebrate this moment with the entire Minnesota community, because our experiment that turned into a miracle in the recovery communities wouldn't have happened without so many brave partners in the state of Minnesota who were able to see that people with addiction did not have a moral failing and that they needed dignified medical treatment. as you mentioned, in 1949, the world was very different. And I know in modern times, we look at all the problems we have. We still have major problems with overdoses and fentanyl. But for a moment, if we can also think about the progress. In 1949, hospitals didn't want people with addiction. Nobody wanted it. Everybody thought addiction was a moral failing. And a group of brave people banded together a small sum of money to buy a farm out in Center City, Lindstrom, Minnesota. And the farm was named after the Powers family. There was a member of the Powers family named Hazel. So the farm was called Hazel's Den.
Okay.
That's
I didn't know
name
that.
Comes from Hazelden. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that farm, which became a sanctuary for people who had nowhere else to go, who were feeling tremendous shame, stigma, and discrimination, blossomed into this beautiful movement. And so that's the spirit that we celebrate this weekend with. It's a spirit of gratitude for the entire community that allowed us to flourish.
In your last answer, Joe, you talked about all the progress and all the areas where there has been greater acceptance. But you used the word stigma. And, Doctor, you must have to face that, and individuals have to face that when they're dealing with addiction every single day, acknowledging that we're in immensely better shape than we were 5 years ago, let alone 75 years ago. What do you think still is the biggest stigma that individuals have to face when they're struggling with their addiction?
I think they face tremendous stigma on two fronts. One is kind of on the moral realm. And in some ways, this is understandable because lots of unfortunate things that have moral gravity happen on the route to addiction. Car accidents, you know, episodes of violence, things that you don't want, overdoses, neglect, you know, there's a lot of things that happen. So I understand why the stereotype exists, but the root cause of it is a medical condition that can be treated, and these people transform. That's what the statistics say. So they face personal stigma. They're not accepted like a person who just has depression or mm-hmm. who has diabetes.
Yeah.
And then they face system-wide stigma and discrimination in that if you go to any hospital, and we've talked about this over the years, if you go to a beautiful hospital and you have a mental health or substance use condition and you say, where are your services? You get sent to the back annex or you get sent to the basement. You don't go to the fancy parts. And so in the medical system, the reimbursement, the resources, where the location and access points for substance use services are, basically tell people you're a second-class citizen with a second-class illness. And we've made a lot of progress, but there's still a long ways to go in that mission to dignity.
Let's stay with the insurance side, because all of us have a story, right? Whether it's a health issue that we're facing, a family member, a friend. Where are we now with mental health and addiction and insurance? And you're right. I mean, you live this every day, so I know you're 100% right about it's not equal. But it's better, but how far behind still is coverage and opportunities when we're talking addiction and mental health?
Yeah, things are better, and I think the right spirit is the spirit of partnership. That's how we have always approached things. So when we talk to hospitals, when we talk to healthcare insurance providers, it's always been a spirit of partnership. We value their partnership because they allow us to give more and more people access to help. Where there are still barriers are, you know, if you have chest pain, you don't have to prove that you have probable heart attack before you go to the emergency room. But in the world of addiction, you almost have to prove to people that the problem is bad enough before you can get help. And so there's still a lot of unintentional discriminatory things that are in place. And so you might have somebody who calls us on a Friday. We're trying to get, verification of benefits, and they have to wait the weekend until the office comes up because we have to prove the case that they are sick enough to come in for care. So that's just one example. But I will say hearts are changing. We have really good partnerships with all the major insurers in the state. We just started to partner with Medica. And so we are committed to working with them. And so I think it's really important that this is not a good guy, bad guy thing. We're all in it together. We're all trying to solve the same problem. No one entity can solve the problem. We have to work together. And so there's a lot of long ways to go, but we are making progress.
Dr. Joseph Lee is with us. He's the president and CEO of Hazel and Betty Ford Foundation, celebrating 75 years in its existence, highlighted by an invitation-only event tomorrow at the Armory, hosted by Rob Lowe. They're going to raise a lot of money and help out a lot of people. I know you added the partnership with Betty Ford 10 years ago. I want you to put in perspective just how big your organization is. I think some people might think, okay, it's just Minnesota. But I want you to tell people all the ways you're reaching out to folks and just the power and the breadth of trying to help people out in the myriad of ways you do.
Yeah, you know, the merger with Betty Ford was huge. Historically, Mrs. Ford was one of those people who stood up in the late 70s, early 80s to talk not just about breast cancer, which at that time nobody talked about breast cancer for some reason.
Yeah.
And
think about that, how far we've come, that you couldn't talk breast cancer, and that's not that far away.
No, and it's almost bizarre when you think about it now. And people didn't talk about recovery. And because of the shame, and she was a public person that spoke. And when she stood up, millions of Americans felt seen. I still run into people who met Mrs. Ford one time or saw her on TV and were inspired for a lifetime by her work. And so that's been tremendous. But we have always at our core thought of ourselves as a social reform movement, not a treatment center. People, you know, because of the stigma, think about celebrities and rehab and all the things they see in the movies. We have a publishing arm. Our intellectual property powers most of the treatment industry. We have evidence-based curriculum. We have a graduate school. We pump out mental health and substance use counselors throughout the continuum because, you know, there's a shortage of mental health workers everywhere.
Yeah.
We have family and children services. We have a consultation arm. We have a Butler Center for Research that verifies that our outcomes are good every single year with fidelity and does research with Mayo and Harvard. So we do so many things fundamentally to change hearts and minds to create movement. It's not just about the treatment aspect. And we have many national locations that do treatment, but we are advocating for government policies. We advocate so that there's reciprocity, so that counselors in one state can get licensed in another state. There are so many things that that we do that we believe our mission calls us to do, that our founders call us to do, that doesn't show up in the bottom line, that isn't about treating people. And that, I think we want to take this opportunity to kind of note that it's people at the tip of the iceberg see the treatment, and that's great. And that's what we're known for as the gold standard. But there's so much more to this mission of dignity than that.
I had no idea. I'm glad I asked that question because I had no idea that you reach out in so many different ways. We're talking to Dr. Joseph Lee, president and CEO of Hazel and Betty Ford, and just the enormous power and the endless amount of ways where they're trying to reach out. I think I saw in prepping for this interview, read a number of stories. Is the number right that at the various places, including through Zoom and actual places, that you treated maybe around 23,000 people last year? Is that the ballpark figure?
Yeah, I think the numbers fluctuate between 22,000 to 25,000. But if you think about the impact, the people who pick up our books, the people who are trained through our content, the people who have benefited from advocacy efforts or programs that we've set up, recovery communities that we've seeded anonymously across the country, we feel kind of really blessed to be have been at the epicenter of a lot of those conversations. And so, yeah, I think it's about 22 to 25,000 people that we impact directly through our treatment. But it's the overall impact. It's moving the conversation that's really important. And so, and there's more to do. We want to grow. We want to serve more people. We want to prove to the world that people with addiction can get world-class care and that they have good outcomes. Because a lot of people believe people with addiction don't get good outcomes, and that's not true. You know, they may require multiple attempts at various levels of care, outpatient therapy or whatever. But if you actually follow the data longitudinally over a long period of time, outcomes are much better than diabetes or heart disease or other chronic conditions.
And how much has that changed the last 10, 20 years?
Well, personally, like at our site, our outcomes have gotten better because we've invested more in other ways to supplement, you know, care, digital products and all that. I think the opioid epidemic has been really hard for everybody in the entire country, no matter what evidence-based curriculum. you're coming up with. But we are getting better. The measurements are getting better. The personalization of care is getting better. And this has required partnerships. You know, we are a nonprofit, and so we don't have investors, is what that means. And so we've had philanthropists and lots of partners in research and academia who've helped us get better. For example, we just completed a research study with Mayo researching a drug called acamprosate, which is for alcohol cravings. And they have a very fancy brain lab, you know, that we're too small to have powered. But those kinds of partnerships advance the field and in the end will improve those outcomes that you're speaking about.
Last thing, when individuals are approaching, whether it's here in town or all across the country, I think people are going to think of mental health. They're going to think of alcohol and certain drugs. Is there an emerging problem over the last few years, and that's subjective enough, I don't know if it's 5, 10, 15 years, whatever it might be, that you and your trained specialists see that maybe we in the public are not talking about when individuals need help from a great facility like yours?
Yes, that is such an excellent question. And surprisingly, the answer is not some new drug coming down the pike. The answer is I am really troubled by the erosion of community in our society. Mm. I am deeply troubled by the erosion of community in our society. The bedrock, the magic of Hazelden and Betty Ford is community. The skills, the science and stuff is all there. But a little bit different than the mental health world where you might get treatment for depression and you go about your way. Community, belonging, volunteerism, the empathic connection is so vital to recovery. And we've known this in the recovery community forever. Look all around us in society. We are living in some unfortunate paradox where technology and social media and everything connects us more. We have more activities, but we are more isolated, yeah, more lonely than ever before. And all the community spaces are eroding. And it's also a moment, and this is why I celebrate the Minnesota community, where I think the recovery community can teach the rest of society, like, this is the missing component. It's not just medications and therapy. It's not just these activities. There is a sense of belonging. We have to get to a place where, regardless of views, regardless of whatever, we are all Americans. We are all people. There has to be some common ground, and that's something that recovery communities understand fundamentally, and I think that is the biggest problem right now.
Dr. Lee, I get a chance to interview a lot of people over the years, and every time we get a chance to talk, I come away so much more informed about this important topic and also just heartened that we have people like you and our community and this great organization. A most sincere thank you for coming on. Congratulations on what you're doing, and keep it going. And I hope tomorrow at the Armory goes extraordinarily well, and you raise a lot of money so you can continue to help out so many people all across the globe.
Thank you. I'm grateful to you and grateful to the entire Minnesota community.
Dr. Joseph Lee, President and CEO of Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation here on WCCO. Let's pick up on the last point from Dr. Joseph Lee about community and loneliness, a topic we've discussed many, many times in this show. Listen, if you're facing some level of a mental health challenge or some level of an addiction challenge, that's daunting enough on its own. And in the end, you are the agent most of the time to step forward, but not all the time. And there are times, because of what you're facing, you need others around you, maybe to encourage you, to demand you, to just be a sounding board, to provide the words of advice. And there are people who can step forward on their own. I'm not acting as if you can't, but we all need a friend at times. We all need that person who is going to look us in the eye and at times put his or her armor on us, love us, or tell us the tough information we need to hear. And that's where loneliness can be pretty darn daunting, especially in the areas where Hazel and Betty Ford is trying to help you out. So be that person, reaches out to friends if you can. Linda's Construction Time Check is 12:57. It's time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive 75% off installation labor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.